Accessing data.
9.
No time for that now.
8.
The computer's starting.
7.
Please enter password.
6.
Some kind of virus.
5.
I'm very cautious about email.
4.
What the hell is email?
3.
They have the internet on computers now.
2.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
1.
The Smart Fox is here to answer your computer questions. It's time for Tech Talk.
Good afternoon, Michelle. How you doing?
I am great. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. I'm always fantastic when I get to talk to you.
As am I.
Now tell me, how can people get in touch with you and find you online?
Well, they can reach us by phone at 407-257-9661, or they can remember smartfoxcomputer.com, and we are on the web that way.
Fabulous. So what would you like to talk about today?
So in the Smart Fox Lab, we are debating between whether we want to go with a different internet access, and I'm going to use the word carrier right now, than what we currently have. And so I thought, you know, if we're wondering this, I wonder if there's other people out there that are also wondering this. So I thought I would kind of dummy it down and make it basic for the advanced listeners that are listening to us. But, and I would kind of start with the basics. So we could go into what is internet access. And that just means that you are using some form, some outlet to access the internet through your computer, through your netbook, through your laptop, through your whatever device it is, smartphone, iPad, whatever, portable device or desktop device. And the way that you do that is through the different outlets that I was talking about. And a long time ago when we first, you know, back in, and I'm trying to think if it was late 80s or early 90s, somewhere around there, when people used to first get on those, you know, the chat room was a really big thing. And the way that you would do that is it was called dial-up, a dial-up modem. And so you would use a phone line and you had this modem, which was like a box. And basically you were using your phone line and you would access the internet through that particular outlet. Okay. And then as things progressed, people started, as technology grows and as people want more, they started realizing that the dial-up was not necessarily as quick as they had wanted. And so, of course, you know, technology always increases. And so the company started coming out with stuff that was, you know, bigger and better. And that went into DSL internet. And what that is that still uses the same phone line. It basically uses the phones that were, you know, you use the line that where you had the old school modem where it was the dial-up, but now it's a faster access and it gave really high speeds versus the, you know, the dial-up that was, and I'm trying to think of numbers. I don't even remember the first number of what the actual dial-up was, but it, I mean, I don't know if you used to do it, but it was slow. I mean, it was like you would go count to, you could probably count to 100 and then, you know, it would finally pull it up and then you would chat with someone and it would be this huge latency issue as far as someone responding to you. So,
yeah. Oh, it would take forever.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't want to sound like I favor one over the other, but to be honest, even with, you know, the DSL internet that I'm talking about right now, it's faster than what the dial-up was, but it's still not as fast as what some of the others are. But some people still use that as an option. In fact, a lot of times the DSL is compared to the cable modem, which is what a lot of people have. And if someone's listening and they're going like, well, I don't know if I have DSL or if I have cable. If you've heard of Bright House or if you've heard of Roadrunner, that's cable modem. That's where it's actually coming from. The cable out of the wall that would go into cable modem can also have, you can have phone through them. So you have a cable voice or you could have cable TV. And then so this, the internet is accessed through this cable wiring where DSL is accessed through telephone wiring. So if you have Embark or I don't know if Sprint still does it. Embark is like the large, or actually it's a CenturyLink. You know, that's your DSL. And so DSL and cable are supposed to be, you know, competitors, run side by side. And I have found in every test I've ever done and on any client I've ever had, the DSL just cannot compare with the cable modem. It just isn't capable.
Really?
However, yeah, absolutely. And all, you know, any studies that they do and stuff will show that. Now there's other stuff that go along the lines of that, which I won't get too difficult, but there's dedicated T1 lines. So at radio stations, when they have, a broadcast out at, let's say, a flower shop, and you're communicating back to the station, you could be using a T1 line, and that's dedicated solely for the purpose of that station or of that event, and you're not sharing it with other people, where DSL you're going to share and cable you're going to share. And I don't mean share like your neighbor is, you know, you're splitting out, you guys are using the same service. What I mean by that is the tunnel that the information is going back and forth through is split. So if you think of it like a highway, you're driving down.
Wait, a T1 line is split or no?
No. T1 is dedicated. Right. It is not split. So that's why it makes it faster. But the average household doesn't have a T1 line. So back to the DSL and the cable. If you're driving down a highway, let's say you're driving down like I-75, and there's four lanes or six lanes that go across, that pretend like that's your cable tunnel that all the information's running through. And so the more cars that you have in that cable or in that tunnel or on that highway, the lesser speed you're going to have. So if there's nobody traveling on, I-75 at 3 o'clock in the morning, your speed is going to be faster because you're not sharing it. If it's 5 o'clock and lots of people are online or lots of people are traveling on that highway, you've slowed down your speed. So, that's like a disadvantage where cable modem would be slow and DSL, all of those would be slow, which brings me up to my next one at the SmartFox lab. There's a new service that's called Clearwire, and I don't know if you've heard of it, and I don't know if our listeners have heard of it, but it is available in our area, and there's only certain areas out of the country, and they've really grown quite a bit. But basically what Clearwire is they use something called the WiMAX. And okay. WiMAX is the family of telecommunications that is providing this. It's either a fixed or a mobile internet access, and it basically is using for to dummy it down. The basic terms is it's using a cellular signal. Now, WiMAX started a long time ago, where the FCC, back when there were emergency situations, and I mean emergency speaking, like a hurricane or something like that, not anything like, you know, nuclear or whatever, but when there were catastrophe situations, this special signal was left open for the FCC and for the government officials to be able to use, where it was never bogged down or had lots of people on it, so there was no latency issue. And then it became available to the public. Mm-hmm. And so when you compare, which is what we're doing now, we have cable modem. When we're comparing the cable modem to this Clearwire, you're talking pretty much the same thing. So let me give you an example. When you're uploading something, which let's say a graphic designer or a web designer is uploading, they've created a website plan and they're uploading it to a server. That's called uploading. Not a lot of people upload. So you could have up to 2 meg speed for that.
Okay.
Well, that's the same thing. With Clearwire, you have that. With the Roadrunner, you have that. Now, download speeds are a little different. That's kind of what you and I would do if we're going and we're downloading a movie. And all of this stuff that I'm saying, I'm going to add a disclaimer. It is all legal. We're purchasing a movie and we're buying it. We're purchasing music and we're buying it. And we're downloading this. Those are where you're surfing the web. That's where your download speed comes into play. So, yes, if you have like the booster or whatever that you add to your house, you can have up to 15 megs, you know, download speed. Most of them are between 7 and 10. And again, it's comparable head-to-head with Bright House or with, you know, the cable. I'm trying not to use Bright House as a name, but because there's Comcast in the Lake County area. But so it's that with the cable modem, you're, let's say, 7 to 10 megs, you know, download speed. And Clearwire, the same thing. Well, the difference is with Clearwire, because it's the cellular technology, you're not sharing that. So even though you're kind of looking at it, you know, apples to apples, okay, well, you're the same thing. Why would I want to switch? The switch would come into play is with this cable modem at 7 o'clock at night when people are done with dinner and you're sitting down and you're surfing the web. Do you know, I mean, I noticed this. I don't know that others noticed it, but it is so slow sometimes. I'm like, I know that I'm not doing anything wrong. I know I've done the same thing I did yesterday, but it just is bogged down. Well, that's because there's lots of people on it. There's lots of people on I-75 at 5 o'clock, and that's why there's backed up traffic, or I-4 at 9 o'clock or 8:30 in the morning. People are using that.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like tossing that up. And then another advantage, if I were using this Clearwire, is I'm not going to pay taxes. There's not the government taxes and fees that these cable companies are charging. So let's say I have a $50 a month plan and I'm paying up to $15 in taxes. Well, if I go with this other plan, I'm not going to pay any taxes. So I'm literally going to pay $50. So I'm like, well, you know, now the downfall. So, you know, people listening are going, well, then why not just switch and, you know, pay less and receive the same service? The downfall is, let me add one more plus, because there really is only one downfall. The one extra plus is this little modem that you have, you can take it with you anywhere. So if let's say you and I are going to San Antonio to visit, you know, our relatives in Texas, all we have to do is pack our little modem in our purse and we take it and we plug it in there and they have it in that area and we use it again. Well, if we have our cable modem, it's hooked to the wall. There's no choice. You're there. And then, you know, tech support, it takes a couple days to come out if there's problems with the weather. I mean, there's all kinds of things where with this technology, you take your modem and you're not going to worry about stuff like that. So
right. That
to me, I mean, I'm really having a toss up of do we switch or not. Now, what I was going to say with the downfall of this is that it's a 2-year contract. So what I'm in essence saying is, okay, I am sticking with you for 2 years. What if something better came along? What if I wanted to switch? If you're using the cable modem or your DSL, you're not signed into a commitment. So you could quit at any time if you wanted. So that's kind of like, and then of course there's an early termination fee. So I don't know if it's so much me as like, oh, I don't know if I want to commit kind of deal, because, you know, if you think about it with cell phones, you know, with my iPhone 4, I'm in a contract with AT&T. I signed it. I know I can get out early with an early termination fee and I really don't want to, but it's just that, you know, maybe that apprehension of being, you know, committed to something for 2 years. So anyway, it's just kind of a...
Yeah, but then you have to look at how fast the last 2 years have gone by and realize that it's really not that big of a commitment.
I know. It's all in my head. But it really kind of brought up some stuff for me, because I know one of our peers that I know you also know, he got it a little while back, and I'm going to say almost a year ago, and he contacted me, and he's like, hey, Michelle, do you know about this? Have you heard about it? And he had one of the little USBs that just plugged into his laptop. So basically, it was his mobile hotspot, and it only worked for one device. Mm-hmm. And so he showed me, we met at lunch, and I was like, wow, yeah, that's really cool. And it was very comparable to the large cellular let's say Verizon and their wireless cards. It was so comparable to that. And I was like, well, I don't really use that because there's free Wi-Fi available so many places. That doesn't really suit me right now. But now that they've come out with the modem that can my whole house. So, you know, my two kids' desktops, my laptop, my netbook, now that we can all use this, you know, yes, we are sharing that same, but it's, I mean, us four in our house. It's not a big issue. So, you know, I think I'm going to go with it. I'm not exactly, you know, 100%. And I wanted to kind of get some feedback from the, you know, our Central Florida listeners that, you know, does someone use it in Orlando? What do you think about it? I put a post up on our Facebook page. Actually, it might have been my personal page. And I got a couple areas of feedback, and most of them were good. I did get a couple negative ones from up in the Lake Mary, Sanford area. So
I think it's all about where you're located, really.
Yeah, exactly. It's where, because it's where they decide their, you know, which tower that it's the signal is transmitting from. So I think maybe I'll add that on the Smart Fox Facebook page and get some opinions, and people can be honest, because if I'm going to switch, I want to make sure that I'm making an educated guess. I mean, I know that I have a friend out in Austin and he uses it, and he just, like, you know, raves about it, but he's in Austin and I'm in Orlando. Right. So I need to know, you know, in the Orlando area, the Lake County area, the Sanford area, you know, what do people think? Like, what do they think about it?
Yeah,
so.
I just checked your SmartFox page. I didn't see a posting about it.
Okay, yeah, it must have been my personal one. But I will today put that on the SmartFox page just to get, you know, some feedback. And then, you know, if someone can't stand it and they say, you know, Clearwire has the worst customer service ever. You know, stuff like that's important. So don't hold back on, you know, I like everybody's feedback, whether it's good or bad. That's why I ask.
Well, we used it for a remote broadcast a while ago because they were in the tent next to us. And we said, hey, you know, we'll talk about how great your product is if you let us use it. And it was really phenomenal. And that was in Claremont. So...
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, that's good. I appreciate you saying that. That's, you know, again, I've heard really great things about it. So I'm almost like on the mission to like find something that isn't pro it. Cause I, you know, I want to know everything about it, but it's, you know, I can't see right now. I can't see why it wouldn't be, you know, a switch. And again, this only is going to apply to, people who are you know, spending the $50 kind of rate, because I do know that DSL is lower. DSL you can get, I want to say, for like $19.99 a month. Dial-up, I still know people who are on dial-up, they can just pay like $5 a month. So, I mean, it's all where your cost is, you know, for the basic standard cable Roadrunner service, it's between, you know, 50 and 70. So we're talking that kind of, so, you know, if there's someone who's going, well, how much does this cost again? It's around $50, and it's all depending on what exactly you get. I'm trying to compare something that I currently have with, you know, cause I could always go higher and get a couple different,
right. But other things you can't take with you, whereas this, you can take wherever you go.
Yeah, you're exactly right. One of the negative feedback I did get that from one of my personal friends was that they share the Sprint. Clearwire's 4G shares Sprint's 4G. Now, I don't know what that means. To me, I used to have Sprint and I wasn't pleased with it. But that doesn't mean that Sprint's 4G network isn't going to perform. That just meant for a cell phone service. And it could have even been the phone I had. It could have been the location I was at. So that was a negative, you know, some negative feedback. But, you know, my brother is on 4G with Sprint and he thinks it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So it's all on, you know, someone's, what they, their experience of it. So,
right. Cool.
Anyway, yeah. So today has been kind of the, I would say ABCs, but it's been like the ABs of cable. So
now, again, Michelle, how can people get in touch with you and tell you what they think of all these options that you've brought up?
Well, by phone, they can reach us at 407-257-9661. Or if they remember smartfoxcomputer.com or even just smartfoxcomputer and plug it into a search engine, then you can find our homepage. And from there, we have the links to everything. So it, like I was talking about the Facebook page, if you remember Smart Fox Computer and you find our webpage, there's a link. It will take you directly to Smart Fox's Facebook page. And again, we encourage, and then there's also a blog site, reply to the blog. I mean, we definitely encourage all opinions and all feedback, because that's what helps us grow. It's what helps us educate everybody else.
Right. Exactly. All right, Michelle, well, we will check in with you again next week.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
You too. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women.